Can you just highlight the one that Rob sent most recently? What's the date on that?
You want the one that I sent on Monday.
On Monday. You sent. Okay, that makes
sense. Yes, that was... Rob and I had some logistical problems, and he was having trouble with the table, with the org chart and the table of contents. I fixed those and sent out a version on Monday.
I got it now. I'm sorry. I was looking for Rob's, and that threw me off. Okay, I'm sorry.
And if you have... So I have it in print preview so I can talk about line numbers.
So
notice that in the summary on page one, that there is a we added there reported to the ICANN board as we agreed in our last meeting, rather than approved by the ICANN board.
And Chuck, if I can interject just for the various members, when I looked back through, the board did not require in its resolution on the 26th of June that we approval for this implementation plan. The resolution that went out on the 28th August meeting did ask for an implementation plan on the council restructuring that the board will approve, but the 26th June resolution didn't require approval. I figured you guys obviously would still like to report, though.
Right. And that's essentially what we talked about last week in our meeting, and Susan confirmed that. By the way, we can change the date of this to today's date, Liz. So,
okay.
All right. Going on then to page three, I skipped past the table of contents, and one thing I wanted to call attention to on page three is line nine, where we're talking about getting the line 8 and 9, where it's talking about initiating the actual work of the committees in Cairo in November. Didn't put a date in there, but kind of left that open, but that's the goal. Any concerns about that? I think we talked about that last meeting. Anything else on page 3 that anybody wants to... most of that is just... I think that's really the only issue I wanted to bring up. The rest of them are all links. Okay, going to page four, we added Mike Rodenbaugh with Philip. Philip, have you rejoined us?
I have, yeah.
Thanks. Not sure what was going on there, but appreciate you dialing back in.
Yeah,
and so we added Mike's name since he filled in for Philip last week in our meeting. And also added Christina because she filled in for Uta last week. And then, of course, we added Ken, who was on our call last week as well. Going to page 5, in yellow highlights there on line 8 and 9, I added, I think it was me that added this, what we agreed to in our previous meetings that this structure, this plan, will be used to implement all GNSO improvement recommendations adopted by the board, except for the seating of councilors in the new bicameral voting structure, which is being handled separately from this plan. Any concerns about the way I worded that? Okay, and that's going to be basically between the board and the stakeholder groups, the way that's going to proceed. Then in item 2 there on line 10, we changed, instead of monthly, we changed to periodic. Any comments on page 5? Okay, going to page 6. We made some changes there that I think we agreed to. You can see if you look at line 24, all such work plans and committee composition decisions, including termination of steering committees, will be done by a motion with et cetera. And then we also did the expiration at the ICANN annual meeting of the steering committees. And of course, the council could do that sooner, but that's it was decided that 6 months might be a little bit short. Any comments on that? And we added the footnote there at the on page 6 talking about the if there's a individual member that's causing a problem or something that to be addressed directly by the steering committee leadership, and if not resolved, then can be brought to the council. Okay. Any comments on page 6?
Yes, it's Wolf. So
go ahead, Wolf.
It's concerning this line number 22.
Okay.
Which I brought out. The council also must approve the membership. And if you check SAD, I was thinking if we would like to have the meetings, the steering committee's meeting, convening at the Cairo meeting, so then we have two things the council has to do. The one is he has to approve the plan at first, then the members have to be appointed, and then the council again has to approve membership before the committees can convene, or before the committees can be sure that their members are real members, approved members. So that was my point.
Right, and hopefully all of you saw Wolf's email in that regard. Let's talk about that right now. So approving membership of the committees, and we talked about that a little bit last week, that we weren't talking about specific individuals so much as the representative, who would be represented on the committee. What about comments on Wolf's point? Discussion?
This is John. To be consistent, you probably want to change membership there like we did in the next sentence.
Yeah, that's probably true. So we would say approve the committee composition. Would that satisfy your concern there, Wolf?
Yes. So I see. I mean, the composition is getting to get approved with the plan itself, because the composition is in the plan.
Oh, so are you suggesting we could just delete that? Maybe we want to delete that sentence of the council must approve the membership.
Yes, because the composition itself is in the plan, and as long as the council has approved the plan, then the composition is approved as well. So that's my understanding.
Anybody disagree with that?
Yeah, I would, this is John. I wouldn't delete the whole sentence because you're talking about material changes there, but you could delete that first clause because Wolf's absolutely correct. So you could say the council also must approve any material changes that are made to work items, milestones, or committee composition.
That was my proposal. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so are you combining that sentence with the next one then? No, I guess you can't. You can't, although we have some redundancy there that we might need to fix. But yet, I'm okay with that. Anybody opposed to that?
No, it's fine.
Liz?
You
got it?
Yep.
Okay, and you can smooth out the two sentences there, because we may have some redundancy on committee composition in the next one, but the other part of that next sentence on line 24 also needs to be in there. So.
Right.
Okay. Any additional comments? Thank you very much, Wolf and John both. Anything else on page 6? Okay. Good catch. Going to page 7. I don't think there were any. There's nothing highlighted on page 7. But if anybody has a comment on that, you're welcome to communicate it. Okay. Going to page 8, excuse me, note that I highlight the paragraph there, start date for steering committees. Let me just read that paragraph real quickly. The initial steering committee should begin forming as soon as possible after council approval of this implementation plan. Interim chair duties can be assumed by the GNFL council chair or vice chair, followed by appointments of constituency representatives and assignment of staff support. the first steering committee meeting should be scheduled as soon as practicable after council approval. And I changed in what Rob did. I changed the there on line 10. I changed an and to an or. The chair or vice chair, I think, is what I did there, if I remember correctly. But any comments on that? Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay. All right. Going on to page 9. And then we added a section down there on line 23, decision-making for the PPSC, and that is, unless otherwise determined by the PPSC members, committee decisions will be made using a full consensus process. Is that okay? We had quite a bit of discussion on that last week. Any, I'll pause there because that was a little more substantive addition there. Okay, everything's okay with that? All right, going to page 10. And I guess that's just, there's actually nothing new there, so we can go on to page 11. The GNSO Operations Steering Committee, and we a couple, I think, minor edits, but let's make sure you agree with that. On line 9, item 2 there, we added stakeholder group and constituency operations. So what we're dealing with here is a transition where we're now still under a constituency model, but at some point during the implementation phase, stakeholder groups will also be involved. So is that change okay? Any problems with that? And going
Chuck,
down the... Yeah, go ahead.
Chuck, that change was okay. This was the part where I made a suggested edit to the rest of the text.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. And go ahead and talk to your edit rather than me flipping over to your email.
Two things, really. One of which is that I reversed the two things, putting outreach efforts up front, and then the constituency enhancement bit afterwards. I just thought that was probably a better way to do it. And what I wanted to put into the outreach effort bit, encouraging broader participation, was inject something to suggest that we have a sales job to do, rather than just presupposing that ICANN's fab and everybody wants to join and it's just ignorance that they haven't. So I changed that to outreach efforts to encourage broader participation in stakeholder groups by explaining the added value of ICANN participation to such groups.
Anybody disagree with those suggested changes?
Everybody's John, I just have one question, Philip. When you talk about the usual need for appropriate privacy and confidentiality, how do you square that with transparency? What falls into one, what falls into the other?
Well, I thought we were doing this in two sections, actually, but I just want to do that first.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Probably first.
So let's make sure that Liz has is clear on what you're suggesting there, Philip.
Yeah, can you just restate, Philip, what you think that should say in number two?
Okay. It's an email I sent to the list, Liz, if you haven't got it now. But it's so outreach efforts to encourage broader participation in stakeholder groups.
So not the current
institution. Now, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. So
the language is in an email, Liz.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, it is.
Wie wir lösen denn selber? Wir müssen ein Stück gemacht haben, weil wir aber nicht auf das Ding gewöhnen, oder?
Okay, we once again have.
Dann sollten wir drin gehen, ja, da sollten wir noch gehen für den Moment.
Philip, is that your line again?
Oder?
Operator?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Okay. Did we lose? I mean,
you just came back in now again.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Liz, I don't know if you see the email. In the meantime, or shall I read out what I had again?
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Fine.
So you found it. Okay.
So on the second part of that, it was really just again trying to clarify what we're doing by constituency enhancement. Which, to my mind, was all to do with the processes within constituencies rather than the content. And in answer to John's question about this balance of transparency and privacy and confidentiality, I just thought it was appropriate. We needed to put something in there to show that what we wanted was transparency of process, the idea of constituencies having members' meetings, members' calls, etc., was entirely appropriate. It was just that I thought was important to include.
So what's the specific change that's recommended in that regard?
So the specific change is, and enhancing constituencies by offering advice on making processes outcome-oriented, with these outputs being transparent and accessible in the way they have been developed and the bounds of the usual need of appropriate privacy and confidentiality.
Discussion on that?
So, this is Liz. I thought that part of the enhancing constituencies concept also involved making the, like, membership transparent and the operating principles to the degree that they're not, or membership criteria, that there was more than just the in the GNSO improvements recommendations, that it was more than just the policy development part that should be transparent.
And I think what we're getting into here is really what are the board recommendations say there, and I guess to some extent I think we ought to leave that to the implementation part, because the implementation of the objectives with regard to constituencies and stakeholder groups really is going to be, they're going to have to figure out what the board intended and to do that. And I think part of what we're talking about right now really, we're trying to interpret what the board meant, and I'm not sure that we need to do that in this plan.
Yeah, I mean, just for clarification, I mean, my neither the original text nor my edit address the point that Liz has just raised.
Okay. Any other comments on this?
So are there suggested changes to address that point?
I think there are. You want to clarify those again, Philip?
Well, there's two issues. There's the text I proposed, which was based on the original text, which talked about processes. So the first question is, are we happy with that? And then we ought to go on to the second question that Liz raised, but that's a separate issue.
I'm just flipping through emails. Okay, so...
So hearing nobody against, I presume you're happy with the change I made there. But Liz's point was that should the original text and therefore the edit say more than constituencies processes?
Well, no, the original text talked about all the processes being... I mean, I don't want to quibble about something small, and I'm happy to move on, but the reason I highlighted it was that the original text talked about all processes being transparent, and this is just talking about the outputs being transparent.
Yeah, I have some concerns about the language, and you know, it's probably not Philip's intent, but it could be used in a way that probably we're not intending, and we're kind of prejudging what this group should do on that point. But to the extent we could, you know, maybe remove it or make it a little more at a higher level, and let the committee decide what they want to recommend, I think that would be more appropriate.
Well, and that's kind of what I was trying to say, and I didn't say it very well. The stakeholder group...
And that's what I was... I think that's what I was driving at, effectively. I think I felt that the original text was indeed too prescriptive.
So where are we at now? Now, your recommendation was stakeholder group and constituency operations, and you said outreach efforts to encourage broader participation in stakeholder groups by explaining the added value of ICANN participation in such groups and enhancing constituencies by offering advice on making processes outcome-oriented, with these outputs being transparent and accessible in the way they have been developed within the bounds of the usual need for appropriate privacy and confidentiality. So where are we at now in terms of, are you still advocating that the language be changed as I just read, or have you modified that some?
I'm happy for that text that everybody else is, or I'm happy to go along with John's suggestion of making something that's altogether higher level and shorter than either the original or my edit.
Okay.
Well, one suggestion might be where Philip says enhancing constituencies and then goes off on the... by offering advice on making, you know, processes more outcome-oriented, transparent with the usual bounds of privacy and confidentiality. We could say enhancing constituencies per the BCG-WG report.
Does that work, Philip?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay. Then that, obviously the issues that you're raising, Philip, I think are going to have to be dealt with by the working teams that actually zero in on this, and there will be, I assume, in that regard, heavy constituency and participation in that particular area, because that's going to be very critical in that regard. Liz, are you okay with that?
I am, and I captured it.
Okay, excellent. Anything else on that page? Okay. Well, line 28. Notice that. And this was a change I made. The OSC, we had would be comprised of three separate teams. I said the OSC could be comprised of three separate teams. I think our intent on the original development of this plan was that we would let the steering committees decide the best way to go forward. We put forward what we think are some good ideas and so forth, but they... I don't think we need to preclude them making some variations in the plan, whether they use three teams or four teams or whatever. Is that okay?
Yeah, good change.
Okay. Going on then to page 12, Rob highlighted the whole section there on the OSC work activities. I'm going to assume that all of you had an opportunity to review that's where we had more significant discussion last week. And any concerns about anything there? And notice we had moved the last bullet under the first main bullet there, the review and recommend amendments as appropriate regarding methods of introduction of new introducing new constituencies into a different area than it was before. It was in the GNSO ops team instead of the constituency ops team. Excuse me. Okay, so those are okay. Going on to page 13, we had a similar change on line 20 there. And also, there's a new bullet or a change bullet on line 10. Any comments on those?
This is Rob. Just to clarify, that quote-unquote new bullet in 10 or 11, as I have it, had been deleted, and you guys just said, let's not delete that and put it back in. So.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On page 13.
We need somebody to just go through, do some of the talking for you?
Well, it's hard as chair. I may have to do that tomorrow in the council meeting the way I'm going, huh?
Yeah. No, but you're just going through the document, so if you want someone else to
yeah.
go through that,
okay.
If you're, I feel for you. You're doing a lot of coughing.
We're just about done.
Okay.
So let me stick another cough drop in my mouth and
I have some tea here.
I do. I have some. Now let's take a look at the
just before you move on. Can you explain what that meant? That last bullet that's now back in.
Oh, the one representative from any constituency formally approved in the process of formation.
What is a constituency formally? Oh, sorry, formally as a party, formally, not approved.
We don't know. That was one of the that's going to be something that takes some work. And in fact, I think that's part of what Denise's request for feedback and so forth.
Is it assuming a new constituency appears?
Right. At what stage that is far enough along? One of the concerns on this committee early on, before way back in the spring, was that, you know, you can't just let everybody and his brother, because they say they want a constituency, get involved in the process. At the same time, you want some new constituency that's reached some reasonable level of progress to be able to participate in the process. What the details of that are, this plan doesn't outline, and it seems to me that'd be okay for the steering committee and the council as a whole, the GNSO as a whole, to fill in the details there. We try to strike a balance, Philip, between, okay, you don't want Jeff Williams joining here and saying, I'm going to form a new constituency. At the same time, you know, at some point, maybe even before they're completely formed, it may be useful to allow some of these new groups to participate.
Yeah, I mean, it's terribly
vague.
It is. It is a wider issue because, you know, at one point we've got a on the commercial side, we've got three commercial constituencies who were pushing together under an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And we're simultaneously talking about the formation of new constituencies, which, if you look at it from the commercial side, may be splinter groups from this new umbrella group.
Right.
So I think there's a slight tension in terms of objectives here, but I think it's a wide...
One of the things in the case of the registries, one of the things that, and our situation is a lot different, I understand that, but one of the things I communicated to the registry constituency, In developing our plan for seating councillors under the new model, that we need to do it in such a way that it allows for integration of new constituencies, should there be some. That's not going to be real easy, but I think that's the intent, is for us to be able to, okay, let's say that the GTLDs want to form their own constituency. You know, how would we accommodate that in the new model in terms of seat and representatives and so forth? So it's a little bit hard to fill in the blanks on that in advance. At the same time, one of the key recommendations of the Board Governance Committee is that that it'd be easy to add new constituencies and so forth. Are you okay with that as it's worded, or do you have some suggestions?
I don't know. I thought it was a bit bizarre having a hypothetical appointee to a group that we want to get up and running when we know that post isn't going to be filled. But
I think that's one of the things that the policy group, in particular, the some of the info that Denise sent out last week, with these templates and so forth, possible ways for constituencies to, you know, show that they're making some progress and getting... Actually, they haven't been sent out. Staff is working on them. Some ways to so that we can kind of zero in on this whole issue. And at some point in the GNSO, we're going to have to make a decision. At one point, have they made enough progress? And I don't know what that answer is right now. I don't think anybody does.
This, John, this is exactly why I deleted it the first round, because we say initially the membership will be comprised of the following, and to the extent another group forms, it's got to go through the GNSO anyway, and at that point the GNSO council could add another seat. I don't care either way, but that, at least, you know, that was the thinking of deleting it.
I would support deleting it for clarity.
Other thoughts?
I noticed we didn't add it in the other one, though. You added it back for the OSC, but he didn't add it back for the PPSC.
Good point. Anybody opposed to deleting it? Keep in mind that the council can change the charter. So at such point, we get to a point where those groups should be, we think that it's appropriate to add them into the steering committees. We could do that.
You could always put some text in there that says that, you know, in the development of this, the planning team recognized the possibility that new constituencies in formation would be appropriate at some mature, you know, or selected point in that stage to allow them to participate in the process, and that, you know, the future steering committee will consider that, you know, at the appropriate time, or some placeholder for that notes that that's a, you know, a real possibility that would have to get factored in. I mean, that's another way, just another way forward.
This is John. You could add all that language, or you could just assume that that's implied by the word initially.
Yeah, that's good too.
And we've got initially there, so.
Well, let's go with initially and keep initially.
Is that all right? Anybody opposed to that? Okay, and keep in mind that obviously the council is going to consider this plan, so it could be revisited if it was a really big issue for someone. For right now, let's go ahead and delete it. Okay?
Done.
Okay. Anything else on page 13? Okay. Now, going then to page 14, where we move the chart, the org chart, I left in the special teams.
This is John. I suggested deleting that for two reasons. It's either we should delete it or add it to both, because it's both the policy process standing committee and the operations standing committee have the ability to add a special team as needed. So,
well, I understand your point there, but it is a little bit different. Okay? The special focus teams, we're not just, either one of the steering committees can add teams. That's not the purpose of that particular box. We specifically in the plan talked about the need for some teams that involve just a special technical or management expertise, like, for example, development of the website. You might need some website experts and things like that. That's what those teams were. Now, I'm not hard-nosed on this if people want to delete that.
Where are you referring to?
In the plan itself. Hold on, I'll have to go back up.
I mean, while you're doing that, I mean, my only thought is it depends how much we want to scare constituencies, really. At the moment, if we're thinking about different people per team and per standing committee and council, we're talking about 8 or 9 different people here.
Yeah.
I would have thought an organogram showing a smaller set of known certain slots will be better, and we've got, you know, the flexibility to change already in the text anyway. So I would.
Well, my view on that, Philip, is that all of us in our existing groups are going to have to enlist the volunteerism of quite a few new people to make this thing happen. So yeah, it is a challenge, and it can be somewhat scary to see how many are needed. back to John's question, if you go to page 11, John. In that last paragraph, the you've got the successful implementation. On line 33 there, may benefit from special expertise and experience.
Right, that's if you read it, that's referring to the establishment.
Yeah,
of the
you're right. You're right.
So, what I'm looking at is page 9, line 9, and that's the same talking about the PPASD may establish special teams, and then page 13, line 3, with the exact same language about the OSC.
Okay, and so we must have taken out language that originally we had in there on the special focus team, so I must be regressing back to an old time. In that regard, it probably does make sense to delete that right now. Because the document itself doesn't refer to that. Okay?
Okay.
Liz, I don't know if you're going to need me to send you a new copy of the table to...
Yeah, probably.
So I'll try and get that done before my next meeting.
The only other quick thing on that, Chuck, is that I just noticed that they're still referred to standing committees in the diagram.
Oh, they are. So I need to fix that too. All right.
My apologies. I'll
try and get that done. If not before my next meeting, during my next meeting when I'm not actively involved, which I hope there will be some of that time, and I'll get that out to you, Liz.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
That's
good
catch.
I missed that one when I fixed the table. We had changed the board liaison was the table. I'll delete the special focus teams. And I'll change standing to steering. Okay.
Chuck, this is Ken Bauer. I am able to make those changes in my version, and let me just make sure I have the changes correct, but my version of Word is letting me delete that box.
Oh, good.
So I think I can help you out there. All I'm going to do is delete the special teams box.
Mm-hmm.
We'll then just leave three sub-boxes under operations.
Correct.
And then I change the two titles of the two intermediate boxes to Policy Process Steering Committee and Operations Steering Committee.
Excellent.
Anything else on the diagram?
I don't think so. Anybody have anything else? Thanks, Ken. That saves me something to do, which will be very helpful.
Okay, super.
The next thing we go to is the glossary. John, after you had to leave the call last week, most of the team thought that we should leave drafting team in there. I did make an edit or two in the wording of it. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that was fine. I didn't see a reference to it earlier, so if there is one, that's great.
I think, Rob, didn't you point out there was a reference?
I think Wolf pointed it out.
Oh, Wolf pointed it out. Okay. Now, Wolf also suggested adding some things to the glossary, and I think it was stakeholder group, constituency, and stakeholders as to the glossary. And Rob, just this morning, and did that get around? Did people see that? I haven't been watching my email, so let me see if I've got it. Yeah, it looks like Rob sent around three definitions for those three terms to be added to the glossary. If you could look at that real quickly and see if you're comfortable with those. I can read them or have somebody else. I'll have Rob read them if you want them read.
Well, it's Wolf here.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I brought it up is I was a little bit distressed or not comfortable with those terms used at the time being. Because on the one hand, if you look to the existing bylaws, there are given some definitions about constituencies and stakeholder groups. And then in the last board resolution, there's very well fixed the stakeholder group. Means, okay, we shall have four stakeholder groups, as it is outlined here in the document of John as well. So, but the terms are used it seems to me, depending on who is using it. Using them. So I give you an example. So to my understanding, the stakeholders itself, must be the basic, let me say, elements, all of these. And then In the bylaws, it's defined that the constituencies are representing the stakeholders. And now, in the board resolution, it means four stakeholder groups representing, and the four stakeholder groups, for example, in the case of the commercial part, one stakeholder group as a commercial part is representing in future at least three constituencies. So I wonder myself, so how it fits together, and this should be well defined. That's my issue on that. And if I read right now what is written by John, for example, the definition of stakeholders, he is, in his last sentence, or in the last phrase, he's referring, stakeholders are the fundamental units comprising constituency groups. So, John, you bring up a new term.
By the way, that was Rob's. Those are Rob's definitions, not John's.
Sorry. Yeah, Rob. I mean, so
couldn't that be changed on that? That's a good point. By the way, I'm supportive. I think it makes sense. To add these definitions. Your point's well taken. But what if we were to say, are the fundamental units comprising constituencies? In that last definition. Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that all right? Anybody have a problem?
I think so, yeah. No, Philippe, I think, yes, it's a very good idea to try to define them. Whether or not these are perfect definitions, we don't need to do it now. I'm sure other people will comment, but I think it's a very good start indeed. So I support including it.
Anybody opposed to including these three definitions? Any other edits to the definition?
So I want to be sure I captured that edit, though. That's under stakeholders, not under stakeholder group.
That's correct. At the end of that, just delete, change constituency groups to constituencies.
Okay.
Liz, you've also got, there's a typo on the online on represent rather than represent.
Thank you.
Three lines up on constituency.
Okay.
But anyway, if you read, so then, okay. Stakeholders are the fundamental unit of comprising constituencies on the one hand. So if you go to the constituency definition there, it means constituencies representing groups of stakeholders, let me say, particular groups of stakeholders. So isn't that the same thing vice versa? So that means constituencies representing stakeholders. And on the other hand, stakeholders comprising constituency groups, the constituencies. So that is not clear to me.
Aren't we trying to make a hierarchy here in which stakeholder group is the biggest, under which is constituency, and under which is stakeholders?
Yes, that's what I would see as well.
Part of the problem is the term stakeholder group is a new term, a new definition, a new organizational structure element under the board recommended improvement. Okay, stakeholders is an old term that really encompasses anybody who has an interest. So we have to kind of separate those, and I think that's part of the confusion that you're running into there, Wolf. An individual user is a stakeholder, and then you also have stakeholder groups in CAPS, which is a specific term under the new organizational structure recommended by the board. So you have one, a lowercase s for stakeholders, and you have a stakeholder group, which I'd put in capitals, capital S, capital G, because it's an organizational unit under the new structure.
Chuck, may I just comment on that?
Sure.
I was reading the bylaws, and I think it's just vice versa. In the bylaws, there is no definition given for stakeholders rather than for stakeholder groups. Because there's written, for example, it's the constituencies are recognized as representatives of a specific and significant group of stakeholders. So that's in the bylaws already.
Right, and that's the lowercase s, right?
Lowercase means?
In other words, the third definition.
Yes.
This is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Well, and I really appreciate Wolf bringing this up because I've had, you know, staff concerns about this. I think it's just amazing that in the 10 years of ICANN, none of this has ever been fully defined. And in doing my research, I too, Wolf, went to the bylaws. There are also pieces put together by the Internet Governance Project back in 2005 and others, and no one seems to use a common definition of stakeholders, at least in the ICANN model. And I think you've touched on what's going to need to be a broader, you know, discussion. I think what we're trying to do is to find, as Philip suggested, what the hierarchy is for purposes of the planning structure, but you've noted an area that's going to, you know, require some broader community discussion just to make sure that we do have some consistent terminology in the bylaws, because there's no clarity in the bylaws on this at all.
Let me make a suggestion. In the definition for stakeholder group, I think we need to tie that specifically to the, not just to the Board of Directors, but to the Board of Directors' recommendations for GNSO improvement. So I would suggest that we say a GNSO organizational entity specifically defined by or in the ICANN Board of Directors' recommendations for GNSO improvement.
Why don't we just turn that around a little bit?
That's fine. You can wordsmith it. I'm okay with that. So, because really the stakeholder group is a new term that has a definition from the GNSO improvement recommendations from the board.
That's right.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Does that, I don't know if it totally solves the problem, Wolf. You have any other suggestions?
Well, my suggestion was, you know, okay, I would agree to that definition for the stakeholder group, but there will come up a discussion about the future role of constituencies, stakeholders, and so on. So my suggestion was, why couldn't we put that question to, let me say, to the task of the what is that, OSC or what, yeah? The steering committee to come up with clear definitions. We could put the three terms in the glossary, and we could also agree on the stakeholder group definition, like you did right now, and the other terms well, put it as to be defined.
So you're suggesting for constituency and stakeholders that further consideration of the definitions of these terms is recommended?
Yes.
Anybody opposed to that?
No, I'm fine with that. I mean, let's have the text that we've got as amended and just put two footnotes by those two. Yeah, why not?
It's fine with me.
Or just the two?
No, just the two, constituency and stakeholders, I think. Is that correct, Wolf?
Yes.
Or stakeholders and stakeholder groups.
No.
Okay.
Constituency and stakeholder groups.
Gotcha.
Excuse me, constituency and stakeholders. The last two.
Right. Although once you alphabetize them, they're not the last two anymore.
I understand that. I'm looking at what Rob sent, which is because they're not in the glossary yet.
Okay,
I understand.
So I'm just going to simply add a footnote that says that this is subject to further review by...
I don't know if it's subject to further review. I think that the point is that...
Just say working definition.
Okay.
That works.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay? Now, Liz and Rob and Ken, whoever does it, will send out a new version when they to this group as well as to the council, so that if you catch anything afterwards, please let your council reps know if they're not on in this group, so that things can still be fixed before the council approves the final plan. So if people have additional thoughts, now, so those three definitions will be added as modified. Does anybody have anything else on the total plan.
Not for me.
So we will then, if staff can go ahead, and I use the general term staff. I don't care whether it's Liz or Rob or Ken or.
Yeah, well, we've got it, Rob.
Okay. So send it. Send the final. You know, accept all the changes. Send a clean document with today's date from the planning committee to the council, because it's going to be talked about in the meeting tomorrow. So that needs to go out today. And then also send it to the planning list so that everyone can check it. And again, any additional edits will be through the via the council rather than through this planning team. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me say thanks to all of you, including those who weren't able to make this call today. If they have additional concerns, they also can communicate those via the council. I think most of the people missing are actually council members, so that should work out very well. Any questions or comments? Very good. Thanks,
Chuck,
again.
Chuck, and thanks for all your hard work on this.
Oh, you're welcome. Back to everybody else. It's been a great team effort. It really has. And it's much more enjoyable to do those kind of things when you have such great team cooperation. So thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.